Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. I'd like to welcome you all to the program this morning. It's good to have you tuning in today. Very thankful for all of you that encourage me each and every week as I get on board here with you on this Sunday morning. I appreciate the emails and just those folks that stop me and say, listen to you this week. Sounded good. I want to thank you all so much for your encouragement in that. And I pray that the Lord would use the program each and every week to be a blessing to everyone who would hear, that our hearts would be open to that of the Lord speaking to us. And not so much it's, again, I'm just a messenger, but God would take his word, use it, penetrate our souls, and just do a marvelous, marvelous work in each and every one. Again, this is Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church, and I'm Steve Willing, pastor here. We have our Sunday morning service that starts at 10 o'clock today. Love to have you come out. It's still plenty early enough for you, even if you're over on the Lower Eastern Shore of Virginia, the Pocomoke area, over in Snow Hill, Burl Inn, the Salisbury Fruitland area, Mount Vernon, Princess Anne, Deal Island, and of course, down here in Westover and Chrisfield and Marion, you've got plenty of time to join us as we look forward to worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. So our morning service starts at 10. You'll be greeted warmly as you come through the door. People point you where we have our service and show you where restrooms are. If you need anything to drink, they'll point that out. And just enjoy yourself. And if you are visiting with us today, please let me know as I mingle around before the service start. Let me know you heard me on the program this morning. Also, our services are streamed this morning service, even though it starts at 10 in person. It'll start streaming around 10:45-ish on Facebook. Tonight we'll be back at 6 o'clock for our evening worship service, and we also stream that service at right around 6:30. So in person starts at 6, and we start streaming around 6:30. Also Tuesday evening we'll be having our Bible study this week. We've been going through the book of James. That starts 6:30 on Tuesday evening, and we start streaming right around 6:30. We take a few minutes to pray. And then we kick right into the Bible study. So come out and join us. Come out and join us this morning. Come join us tonight. Come join us Tuesday evening. We'd love to have you. Got a lot of things going on. We've got our new webpage just about up and running. It's getting closer. Got a lot of detail that went into it. Very thankful for what it's looking like. And it's almost ready to have its first peek, but I'll sneak peek. So I'll let you know when that comes out. We'll have a lot of different things on there for you to take a look at. Well, with all that being said, I'm going to play a song here. And as that song is playing, why don't you grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Joshua. We've started a new series here in Joshua. Just started last week. We're there in the first chapter. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, turn to Joshua, listen to the song, and I'll be back just in a few moments. And that was the Shining Lights from back in 2013, almost 10 years ago. They were a group that consisted of Dow and Laurie Marshall, Sandy Whips, and Corky Dice. They went around singing quite a bit. And that is a song called There Is a River. And we know that Jesus Christ is our everything, that He is our all in all. And Jesus promised us that out of us would flow rivers of living water. That of a reference to the giving of the Holy Spirit in our lives, that the Spirit of God should flow out of us in a way that honors and brings glory to God. So, a wonderful song by the Shining Lights, almost a decade ago. I turn our attention this morning back to the first chapter of Joshua, and we talked about the Lord when God had commissioned Joshua to take over Moses' position. Moses had died. Joshua takes over now. He's going to be the leader. And that was a big responsibility. That was something of monumentous, going to take just quite a bit of strength and courage. And the Lord encourages that of Joshua, because Joshua was one of only two individuals that remained faithful out of those that generation that come. Joshua and Caleb, they would be two of the spies that would go into the land, and they would say, yep, it's just as God said. Yeah, the people are strong. The walls are big, but God said we can take it. Let's go take it. That's what we're going to do. But we know that Israel overall rebelled and that they spent 40 years wandering around in the wilderness. But God is going to bring them into the promised land. Joshua is going to be that leader that takes them across the Jordan River. God is telling Joshua to be strong and of good courage. We see this in verse 6. He says, "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So here we are, just preparing to make that crossing over into the promised land that God had said, it's all yours 40 years ago. But the people were not strong nor courageous. They felt that they looked like grasshoppers in the sight of all these huge people and their fortified cities. But I want to note something here. When the Lord talks to Joshua about being strong and courageous, he notes that part of that of being strong and courageous, and sometimes we can just gloss over these things because we want to get to the so-called better parts. Listen to what the Lord says here. Just pay attention. He tells, again, Joshua in verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." All right, so once again, we have the exhortation to be strong and of good courage. For this is the land, as they're looking out across it now, this is the land that I swore to your fathers that I was going to give. He says, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go." Now we can kind of run through that, but listen to where the Lord himself tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. It wasn't even about the people that were in front of him. It wasn't about these enemies of Israel and of God that they would have to face at some point. And certainly that's what our natural inclinations is going to be. Oh my goodness, look at these people, and we've got to fight these battles, and you know, a lot can go on in those things. And yes, naturally that's the way we would gravitate. That's how our mind would go, right? I mean, that's easy enough when in our own lives, you know, when we've got these things that encroach upon us and they come at us from so many different directions and we're not sure if we're going to make it or not, right? That's how it goes. But listen, just again, be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law that Moses my servant commanded you. So it's not again directly at the war that is, or wars, battles that will be taking place shortly, But God is saying, be strong and courageous to do what Moses has commanded you all to do. That is where I want you to take courage. That is where I want you to be strong. Do those things. And don't think, folks, that, you know, this is just something kind of, because listen to what he keeps saying. He says, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. See? So God is calling to Joshua. We speak about the whole idea of being strong and courageous. He's saying, be strong and courageous in those things that I've commanded you. Those things which are set about in the law. Do those. Even though sometimes it may be difficult to do the law, to take care of those things, to act accordingly. But do those things, and what does he say? For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. And this would play itself out. We would note later that there would be times, especially when we deal with those crossing over and they would attack Ai, I believe it's called, and in doing so that we see that there was a command that was given not to take any of this spoil, and one individual did. And then when they went to make the attack again, that it failed miserably on the next battle of which they had, because there was an individual within the camp of Israel that did not take care in observing that of God's command. He was not strong. He was not courageous. His flesh failed him. He saw the lovely silver and these wardrobes and all that kind of stuff, and he took it. He was not strong. He did not. He was like, look how good this stuff. What's it going to hurt if I just take just a little bit, right? And we see that there was great failure. So I want us to think along this line that when we talk about living our lives, and that we, as it was noted with Moses, that yes, we can face a lot of difficulty in that of what life may throw against us. There's all kinds of things of which we know that this world and it's in its brokenness and its sinfulness that can come against us. But God calls us as the people of God to just be obedient to him. These things of which, and certainly, friends, I'm not downplaying it, can be very painful. But God is asking us, just as he did with Joshua, be strong and courageous. Observe that of what I've commanded you. Don't let the things of this world discourage you. Don't let them bring you down into some kind of pit, and don't try to do things on your own apart from that of God's law, what God has commanded. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do all according to the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not, he says, turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So God, again, he says, hey, listen, just do what I said. I'm going to handle all these other incidentals that come at you. Just be obedient to me, and then you're going to prosper in the way of which you go. Now, noted, folks, that when we talk about this, that didn't mean that that Joshua and the rest didn't have to fight. They did. they had to line up in battle array. They had to march around Jericho those 7 days. They had to do what God commanded them to do. But in doing so, God would ultimately bring the victories to them. But we see when they would stumble, when they would sin against God's commands, we note that that's exactly what would happen. So Jericho would fall, and then we see that as God had commanded, you know, that far as don't even be taking none of that kind of stuff. And what we note is that they burned the city with fire, and only the silver and gold that they, it says, it tells us that they put them into the treasury of the Lord. But we note that, as Joshua had said in verse 26 of chapter 6, he says, cursed be the man before the Lord who rises and builds the city of Jericho, who tries to lay its foundation, and so forth and so on. So the Lord was with Joshua, and then we see his fame spread around. But we know that when we see this event of Ai, which we'll get into later on, and there's this fellow by the name of Achan who decided that he was going to take for himself some of the spoil. And then we know that when he did, when he took some of the spoil out of that of Jericho, he saw that he had this beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold. You know, he coveted them. And then he hid them in his tent. And then when Israel went out to attack Ai, they were defeated. Because, see, they didn't obey. And that just took one, this guy named Achan. It just took one. But the Lord told Joshua, said, hey, listen, be strong to do what I've commanded you to do. To listen to that of the word of God. To listen to what I've said. Don't turn from the right hand or to the left. And in that I'll prosper you wherever you may go. And then he says, have I not commanded you? That's what we see in verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So the Lord tells Joshua, be obedient. Meditate on my word, verse 8. Meditate on it day and night. Find out what I had spoken to Moses, and then what Moses said, what he had written down, you do. And in doing so, that you will need not be afraid, you need not be dismayed at what is going to come before you at Jericho and Ai and all these other cities and peoples of which they would ultimately come up against. But he says, I'm with you. For the Lord your God, Jehovah, Yahweh, your God is with you wherever you go. But see, it comes back to obedience. It comes back to walking faithfully with the Lord. And see, that's a big part of faith when we speak about our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's obedience. When we talk about having faith, and we've been going over this in our study on James on Tuesday evenings, and here just months ago on the radio broadcast here, that we talk about faith and works, faith and obedience. They're, as a Christian, they go hand in hand. Those two, they're inseparable. It's not something of which, when we talk about coming to faith in Jesus Christ, when we do that, we do exactly that. We come to faith, but our faith will propel us to be obedient. And that's why some, I believe, have this false sense of security, because they talk about having faith in God, or they could even throw their hand in the air and say, I trust the Lord and praise Jesus. but they're not obedient. And then they'll moan and whine and cry when things get rough and it gets tough and they just fall all to pieces. Because see, faith and works go together. Certainly Joshua believed God. He believed what God said. And in believing what God said, he would be obedient to the word of God. And in turn, God himself would continue to prosper him wherever he would go. The Lord says, "Have I not commanded you, Joshua? Are you not taking me at my word? Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. That's what I've commanded you to be. Be strong and of good courage. Stepping up to do what I've commanded you to do. Listen to me. You don't have to worry about these people and what they're doing. Just listen to me. And as you listen to me, then do not be afraid nor dismayed with these folks. For the Lord, Yahweh, that your God, Yahweh your God, is with you wherever you go." And friends, think about that. Think about the promise of which the Lord gave Joshua here in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant. "I'll be with you." And now, friends, I think about it in light of the New Covenant that God has made with all of mankind through his Son, Jesus Christ. That as we come to faith in Jesus, and Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, you'll follow me," just as it was with Joshua then, following the Lord. But here, God in the New Covenant, that God has given us himself. That God has given us that of the Spirit of God who indwells every believer. And in doing so, that as we look to be faithful to God, not grieving the Holy Spirit, that God himself, he'll prosper us along the way. He'll be taking care of those things that sometimes bring a lot of worry and heartache. He'll step in, as he always does, and he'll minister to the hearts of those who are faithful and obedient to him. My name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. If you would like to contact us with any comments, questions, prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. Or you can go to our Facebook page. Plenty of stuff on there. You can contact, message me from there. You can also go to our YouTube channel, which is Hold Fast CFBC. There's a lot of stuff there you can look at. We've also got our podcast page, which is Christ Fellowship Bible Church at fireside.fm. So with all that, there's plenty out there, but please contact us and give us some insight. Got any questions, need prayer, give us a call. But once again, thank you for tuning in this morning, and I pray that just as the Lord would tell Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace." God bless.